At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to HaneyUniversity.com if you want information about getting golf lessons from me at the golf practice in Highland Park, Illinois. That is my great, great location for teaching golf. I love it. It is a phenomenal facility. TrackMan simulators, and I'm learning how to use all that stuff. It's been great. It is a super place. Indoor short game area, sand traps, putting greens. I love the indoor teaching. I can't tell you how much better it is. I'm teaching outdoors too, but the indoors is way, way, way better. It's a better student experience, better learning environment, and it is absolutely fantastic. So if you're interested in a golf lesson, that's where you go, HaneyUniversity.com. And I'm also teaching in Scottsdale. I've been given some lessons out at Coronado Golf Course. Matter of fact, we did a big clinic out there for Performance Golf, which I do all my teaching videos with Performance Golf. They're fantastic, by the way, Performance Golf. But we did a whole deal. We had like 25 slicers out to Coronado Golf Course, and we fixed them all, and it was great. Using my Fix Your Slice Forever slice program, and it was a great, great day out there. That place is awesome. That like reminds me of Tin Cup. If you've ever seen the movie Tin Cup, that's the driving range at Coronado Golf Course. It's awesome. This is where the real golfers hang out, and we met them all out there one day and had a great time. So HaneyUniversity.com, though, you can register for my free instructional videos. They go out on a weekly basis, so if you need some help with your golf game, that's where you can get it. All right, a little more Masters talk. I want to talk about Greg Norman and the fact that he showed up at Augusta and he bought a ticket. Because I was listening to the SiriusXM, the PGA Tour radio, and I was listening to these guys talking about, of course, they're negative Nelly on anything Greg Norman, anything LIV, just as negative Nelly as you can be, which is understandable. They've been doing this routine for a while. But they were talking about Greg Norman buying a ticket. See, Norman typically has gone to the Masters until he started running LIV and he wasn't invited anymore. And the reason he got invited is that the Masters would always invite like past great champions, maybe not of the Masters, but Norman was a great drummer. Norman was number one in the world forever. I mean, he was a great, great player and had great Masters moments, even though he never won the Masters. He famously lost it to Nick Faldo the one year on the 18th hole. But Norman had a lot of great Masters, and he would get invited as a guest. Well, when he started running LIV, they took his ticket away. And he wanted to go to the Masters because he's got 13 guys from LIV Tour that are competing in the Masters this last year. And he wants to go support them. And they wouldn't, I guess they wouldn't, I don't know the whole story, but I guess they wouldn't give him a ticket. So he goes and he buys one. Like to get tickets for Augusta, the way you get a ticket is you get on this lottery system, which you got no chance of ever getting a ticket, it doesn't seem like. Although, by the way, those galleries, well, they don't call them galleries. They call them, patrons, okay? They're galleries, okay? Those galleries have never been bigger. I mean, that was one of my takeaways from the Masters this year was how big the galleries were. I mean, could not believe how many. I mean, they are putting more and more and more people. I don't know why they wouldn't. Like, put up some more stands. People would just love to be there anywhere you could be there. Put them in the stands, and then they don't have to, you know, have as many on the ground. They can handle them out there. But there's more people there than there's ever been. They don't tell you how many tickets they sell, but they sell a lot more than they used to. I can just tell you that much. But they didn't have any available for Greg Norman. He had to buy a ticket on the open market. So on SiriusXM, they're questioning whether he actually did that. You know, why did he do that? Because he had 13 players playing, and somebody should have been able to just give him a ticket. Like, of those 13 players, somebody should just give him a ticket. Well, let me. It just got me thinking about this story. See, this is a great story. This is one of my favorite stories. You know, because Hank, give me a good story about the Masters. I'm going to give you a good story right now. This is what you call a good story. You're going to get a kick out of this story. So Norman, they said, why didn't he just get a ticket from one of his players? Well, first off, they're not that easy to come by. If you're a player at the Masters, you only get a certain amount of tickets. You get it for family and you know, friend. You gotta tell them who the ticket's for. They don't just give you tickets. See, they don't give you tickets because they don't want you going out there and selling those tickets. That's what they don't want to have happen. Matter of fact, that's a big no-no. So they'll give you tickets, but you got to put somebody's name on it. I've never had a ticket. In all the years I ever went to Augusta, I never had a ticket. Never had a ticket with my name on it. Not one time did I ever have a ticket on my name on it. Not one time. Matter of fact, I had people at Augusta say, Hank, if you ever need anything, let me know. And I'm like, how about a ticket, you know, like with my name on it so I could go like sit underneath the oak tree that they all talk about and have a, you know, a iced tea lemonade in the under the umbrella there. But no, I never got a ticket. I stood in line every year at the little booth. They got a little booth there. And if you're a PGA member, you can go up there and you show your ID card and your PGA membership card. And you stand in that line and they'll give you a ticket for the day. And then the next morning, you go stand in that line again. Big line. It's not a short line. You go stand in that big line. And you get your ticket again, and they interrogate you, and you know, like you know, you think you're you know, it's just like TSA, you know, you're getting on an airplane here, you know, I mean, it's like they want to know everything, you know, I mean, it's like they're checking your ID, like, is this a fake? I got the Andy Frain usher guys out there. Is this a fake a fake driver's license? Is this a fake car? They look at you, you know, they're looking at you. Is that really you? You know, that picture doesn't quite look like you. Are you sure that's you? Yeah, it's me. And they look at that, and then they give you that ticket, and you think, oh my God, I got a ticket. I just got a ticket. Oh, isn't this great? I got a ticket. One year I didn't want to have to stand that line. I asked Tiger, I said, you got any more tickets? He hands me a ticket. It's like, but it was made out to one of his fans. It was Earl Woods Jr. I said, and he said, here, just use this one. I'm like, man, I don't think I'm gonna pass as Earl Woods Jr. I mean, I don't think that's gonna work. I mean, I, You know what? I'm going to go back and stand in line. I don't want to get in trouble here because, boy, oh, boy, that's the last thing you want to do is get in trouble at Augusta National. I don't want to get in trouble. So I'll go stand in my PGA line. Hopefully I'll be, you know, they don't open up that line till like 8 o'clock. So hopefully, you know, and Tiger wants to tee off at 7:30 and, you know, and practice range at 7:30. And I'm like, you know, I'll be there as soon as I can. I got to go stand in line over here and get my day pass. And then I'll do it again tomorrow. And I'll do it again the next day. And I'll do it again the next day. And then I'll do it again the next day. I'll do it 7 days in a row. And when I do it 7 days in a row, they'll look at me like I've never been there before on the seventh day. And I'm like, I'm the same guy that was here the first 6 days. But anyway, I remember this one year. This was 19. I know the exact year. It was 1999. See, Mark O'Meara won the Masters in 1998. And in 1999, we're going to go to the Masters again. Because I went to the Masters every year with Mark, and then I went to the Masters every year when I coached Tiger, and I've been to a lot of Masters, and it's the greatest tournament. There's no tournament that compares to the Masters. There's the Masters and everything else. It's not even debatable. It is the way it is. I've been to them all. It's the best. Not even close. So one year, I kind of wanted a ticket. You know, I never had a ticket. I'd like a ticket. You know, one that I could, maybe I could even go in the clubhouse and get one of those hamburgers everybody talks about. Or, you know, sit underneath, just sit inside the ropes, you know, and sit down there. There's some nice looking chairs there and a long walk. Maybe, you know, when we're done with the day, I could sit in there and have me a Diet Coke or an iced tea lemonade or something. I could sit there. I kind of think, I mean, I'd love to have a pass. And my wife wanted to go too. But Mark O'Meara only got like six tickets. And Mark had his family going. And he said, you know what? Mark is the nicest guy in the world. And he's a defending champion, you know? And he's as nice as you can get. And a nicer person. You know, they won't meet a nicer person than Mark O'Meara. So Mark says, you know what? I'm going to write the chairman and ask if I could have an extra ticket. So Mark writes this letter to the chairman. The chairman at the time was Hootie Johnson. He writes this letter to Hootie Johnson. And he writes, you know, dear, and I saw, you know, Mark showed me the letter. You know, he said, dear Mr., you know, Mr. Johnson, you know, I was wondering if it would be possible to get two extra tickets. One for my coach, Hank Haney, and one for his wife. My wife at the time's name was Joni. You know, he said it very nicely. Would it be possible if I could get two extra tickets, one for my coach, Hank Haney, and one for his wife, Joni? They'd love to come to the Masters with me this year. And it was a nice letter, you know, and I said, oh, well, let's see what we get for a response here, you know. And Mark's waiting and waiting, and he gets a letter back. He gets a letter. I saw the letter. Mark showed me the letter. He gets the letter back from Hootie Johnson, okay, chairman at the time. He was chairman from 1998 to 2006. And here's what it said. To dear Mark, after all, you do have the normal allotment of tickets. He points out to Mark that, Mark, you have the normal allotment of tickets. You're not allowed to buy more. It's what you got. He says, Mark, you have the normal allotment of tickets, so we won't be able to give you any more. But he said, I might offer this suggestion. And here's the suggestion he offers. He said, if Mr. Haney is a PGA member, he can get in with his PGA Tour card if he just shows it at the booth. Every morning, he can show it at the booth. I knew that. Okay. I kind of wanted a regular ticket because you can't go anywhere with that PGA ticket, but that's all right, you know. Okay. He said, and he puts an and this is what the letter said. He said, and if he leaves his wife, Jane, her name wasn't Jane, it was Joni. But anyway, he said, if he leaves his wife, Jane, at home, you will have just the right amount of tickets. I'm like, I saw the letter. I mean, seriously, that's what he wrote. He wrote, Mr. Haney can get in with his PGA Tour card, and if he leaves his wife home, you'll have just the right amount of tickets. And Mark looked at me and he goes, I guess we're not getting any tickets. I said, no, it doesn't sound like we're getting any tickets. I said, we'll have to figure out a different way. I've kind of figured out a different way. But anyway, when I was listening to those fellas on Sirius XM doubting whether Greg Norman could get a ticket or saying that, why didn't he just get one from one of his 13 players? You know why? Because whenever anybody goes to the Masters, it is a coveted ticket. Even if you are a player, even if you're a defending champion, you aren't getting a bunch of extra tickets. And you probably got them all spoken for. And they probably just didn't, they didn't have a bunch of them, or they didn't have one of them they could dish to Greg Norman. Everybody said, well, they couldn't come up with a ticket. And the answer to that is no, you cannot come up with a ticket. Because if you're going to the Masters, you have already given your six tickets away. Whoever it is that's going to that Masters has more than six people they want to give those tickets to. And I can promise you, there isn't any of them just sitting there at the house that anybody could use today, because they got people that want to use them. And Greg Norman ended up buying his ticket to this year's Masters on the open market. Who knows what he paid? He probably paid a good penny, and he went to watch his thing. But that was one of my favorite stories ever. It shows you that Augusta is. It's different. It's different. And it's different. You know what? It's different in many ways. But in most of ways, and in the ways related to the tournament, it's different better. There's no doubt. Now, I don't know about that whole ticket situation. I don't know if that's a different better. But you know what? It's their rules. It's their place. It's their rules, and that's the way they do it. I don't know if they still do it like that. I'm pretty sure they do. You know, because when you kind of look at those guys, they kind of look like they probably still do it that way. You know, it's kind of the same program that it's always been there. But that was absolutely great. Just leave her at home. You'll have just the right amount. Why don't you just, they couldn't just say no. Nope, can't have any extra tickets. Nope. No, let me offer this suggestion. Just leave your wife at home and you'll have just the right amount. Oh, my God. Never forget it. Never forget. Great, great memory. I mean, I've had a lot of great memories at Augusta. That was one of them right there. That was pretty good right there. You know what? I got a couple other memories too. I'm going to share those on some future podcasts as well. Somebody asked me the other day, what was my favorite Tiger Woods story. And I, you know what? That happened at Augusta too. I'm going to do another podcast on that one. Maybe that one's coming up soon. You'll have to listen for that one too. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app, wherever you get your podcasts. And check me out on the YouTube channel, Hank Haney Podcast. Check me out at nofilter.net. I'm on there as well with the Hank Haney Podcast. And, of course, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find it. And remember, if you got aches and pains, get my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. Go to voodoopainrelief.com. If you got arthritis pain, it is the absolute best product for that. It will help you out so much, and it's absolutely 100% guaranteed. All right. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.